Here we are back live on BBS Radio Online. Thank to all of you for being here and supporting Win and Terry and all of us as the group are doing. Today it is June the 5th, 2019. My name is Gijs Minderhout, located in California in the town of Los Molinos. We wait for Win Free and Terry Brown, both located in Sedona, Arizona, to present themselves here shortly. And so yesterday we have our Wednesday episode of If You Have Questions, We Have Answers. As usual, this is the simulcast to the conference call. People can call in and speak up here on the conference call. Every time you hear a ding, that is the person calling in. And the Wednesday call, everyone is able to submit a question that can be a personal question or just a generic question. Whatever it is, if you have an important question, you can submit it per email. And I'll give you the email address, which is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Good evening, welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Diamond Nanda, Boulder Creek.
Hello, Diamond Nanda. Good evening, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Two more people joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Prudy.
Hello, Prudy. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
Barb from Ohio.
And good evening to you, Barb. Welcome. I'll say the email address one more time. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And, of course, also after this one-hour episode on BBS, we will go over to a different conference call, which is not live on the radio. It's only accessible per phone. It's a daily call. It is called Whole Planet Healing. We do meditation, sort of, and we put worldly issues in the love light. And then also read an excerpt from earlier channeled materials. And everyone is welcome. We had a few more people join in over here. Good evening to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Good evening to you, Jane. Welcome.
Thank you, guys.
Hello, Don.
Hi, Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Ice, everybody.
Thank you for being here, Don.
Thank you.
All right. And more people have joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Welcome, Roger. Thank you for being here.
Evening, Heis.
Roger.
And as I was talking about the Whole Planet Healing Call, right after this call, 7 p.m. Pacific, every day, 7 days a week. You can find the information at wholeplanethealing.com. And I will also now give you the phone number to call in, which is 712-770-4340, the access code of 250-513#. Welcome to the call. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Janine.
Hi,
from Salt Lake City.
Hello, Janine. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, guys. It's Jennifer.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Jennifer. Welcome.
Hello, hello. Hi, everyone.
Jennifer.
Hi, Janine.
And I'll repeat the phone number one more time for the Whole Planet Healing Call, 712 770 4340, and the access code is 250513#. And if you just joined in on PBS Radio, thank you for being here. Good evening. We appreciate your presence. Good evening. I welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Cecil the C6C Serpent from Seattle.
Hello, Cecil. Welcome.
Hi, and everybody on the line.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, guys.
And Cecil, I think of you frequently because I have the book Through Alien Eyes laying next to me here on the dining table.
All right. I bet you're enjoying it.
Yes.
That's got a lot of good information in it. Really enjoy it.
Blows your mind.
Yeah.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call.
Hi.
This
is Edgina.
Edgina, hey, guten Abend.
Hi, Edgina.
Guten Abend.
Thank you for being here.
Dankeschön.
All right. The book we were talking about is Through Alien Eyes.
Okay.
And it's written by Bateman, Wesley H. Bateman, B-A-T-E-M-A-N.
Thank you.
It's eye-opening, phenomenal, mind-blowing. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
I'm still reading pieces of it. I go back and forth,
I'm reading it the second time, and I don't read books twice.
The ISBN, the number is 1-891824-27-9. That is the International Standard Book Number. 1-891824-27-9.
What year was that written?
I think this was in the 80s. I'm not sure.
About 13 years ago.
Yeah.
Take a look. Good evening. Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Debbie from Costa Mesa.
Hello, Debbie Dolphin. Welcome.
Hi, how are you? Hi, everybody.
Good, Debbie.
Hello. Hi, sweetheart.
The book I'm looking at was printed in the year 2000.
Okay.
Yeah, 19 years ago.
Yeah. It's lots of different entities that have been channeled.
It's amazing.
A lot of stories in there, just wonderful stories.
God, yeah.
Welcome the next person. Good evening to you. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, isn't everyone? Shirley from Columbus, Ohio.
Hello, Shirley. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hey, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hello.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Dr. Art Hampton, Virginia.
Hello, Dr. Art. Welcome.
Hi, Dr.
Hey there.
Art.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Hey.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Hey.
And the next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Dr. Free.
Dr. Wynn. Welcome.
Hello, Dr.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi.
Hi, Wynn.
Is Kelly on?
Nope. Nope.
She got 3 minutes.
Maybe get better go wake her up.
She's up.
Good. That's the first step.
There are lots of questions.
We do?
That's great.
I don't know if they have been submitted, but there are lots of questions.
No.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. But, of course, only if you want to, we welcome you. And those that are present here through BBS Radio, if you just got online, thank you for being here. We appreciate you here. And the next caller, we welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings, hi, from Sedona.
Raiden. Hello, Raiden. Positive greetings to you, my brother.
Thank you, Raiden.
Hello, Raiden.
And the next caller, we welcome you, please. Hello, Nick.
Yeah, it's Nick. Nick in Perth. How are we?
All you have to do is say hello, and then we know who you are.
Hello, Nick.
That's awesome.
Hi, Nick.
Hello, everybody. How are you all today?
Good.
We're good.
That's good. That's good. What's happening?
Well, we were waiting for you, so when we can start now.
Awesome. Awesome. That's cool.
Except Terry isn't here yet.
Okay.
All we need is somebody to channel.
That's not asking for much, huh?
And Wynn can't do it.
Not like she does. Not like she does, that's for sure. She's an amazing
channel. Look at this. She is from the sixth density. She moved to heaven to help people over there. You know, take a step down, and then from there she moved over here.
I don't know
how many lifetimes. You know, she's amazing. She's amazing.
She is. A big time
trooper from the highest perspective.
Mm-hmm. I have a lot of respect for her.
Yes.
She's an amazing individual.
Yes.
Who's that?
Your roommate.
Blondie?
Yeah.
Blondie.
Yeah, that's the one. The shy one.
The shy one. She's coming out of her shell.
She was formerly shy.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Now, I have to keep up with her.
She's pulling the mic out of your hand.
There you go.
Now and then.
She has a lot to contribute.
Yeah.
She really does. In a different way.
I'm looking forward to her book that she's writing.
I can't wait. I can't wait. I'll be first in line. I'm excited about this book.
When will that be out, Wynn?
What's that?
When will Terry's book be out?
Well, we're still writing it.
Oh, well, details.
Get busy. We're excited. We can't wait.
But you can go look up the famous picture of Terry as Socrates' wife getting mad at Socrates because he never brought home any money. He would stay up all night lecturing to the guys in the coffee shops and having affairs. And one time he came home and she poured the piss pot on his head. There's a famous picture. There's a famous picture of that. So look up Socrates' piss, and you'll find it. with a picture of Terry, which he takes credit for.
Wow.
Well, you better watch your step. Don't get out of line.
Well, we don't have any piss pots around here. Now we have plumbing.
Well, she could use something else, you know.
Yeah. Well, don't give her any ideas.
No.
Socrates says, there's a famous quote of Socrates where if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, have a great wife. But if you want to be a philosopher, don't have a great wife.
I think it went something like, if you can't find a great wife, you can always be a philosopher.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's correct. Well, you know, she used to tell me this stuff 20 years ago. I thought she was crazy until I looked at the picture of John and Socrates. and I used to see John on the sofa, and I said, why isn't she making him earn a living?
Yeah.
And he's busy writing Greek, you know.
Hello.
All right. Good evening.
Evanston.
Who is this?
Sarah from Evanston, Illinois.
Hello, Sarah. Welcome.
Thank you.
Sarah, you missed the best parts of the call when you come in late, you know.
Oh, yeah. I come home late from work on Wednesdays, unfortunately.
We were just telling the story of how Terry, in a past life, has a famous picture of her throwing a pot of piss on her husband.
Oh, that's funny.
Luckily, I've escaped that fate. Thus far.
Until now, yes.
Well, you know what they used to say about, somebody said something about a canopy, if they knew what that was, and they said, yeah, it's this thing that goes over the bed, and then the other guy says, no, that's what the can is under the bed.
Canopy.
Canopy.
Now you get to know what an Elohim joke sounds like. Well, I better go see what's going on with Terry. I think I'll threaten her.
Be nice.
Hang on.
All right.
Here we go. I'm getting Terry, guys. Now, you know, if you're new on the call, this is part of our ritual of getting the vibes together at the beginning of the call. And it used to be like thinking that, oh, my God, we're going to be professional. So I had to turn it into entertainment to make it okay. So hang on. Now I'm gonna go in the other room. Let's see, what's Terry gonna say? My headset isn't paired. I can't find my phone. The charge is dead. What else?
I thought it was Tuesday.
It was Tuesday. So here we go. Here we go.
Mute button.
The suspense is building.
Yeah, this is Lauren from Forks, Oregon. Forks,
hi, Lauren. Welcome, Lauren.
Hi. Hi, Lauren.
Hey, Lauren. Lauren.
Hi,
did
Lauren.
You know,
Lauren.
Hey, Lauren.
Yes.
Has anybody thrown a pot of pee on your head lately?
No.
Well, I'm just curious. We're doing a survey here, okay?
Yeah.
Terry?
I'm trying to be entertaining.
Huh?
I'm trying to get on, and I'll be on.
Now, wait a second. Everyone wants to know what your excuse is tonight.
She tried about five times,
and what else? Your phone's not working?
Well, this number is right. So I'm going to have to call him and then call back.
You don't have the right number?
No.
Why not? You want me to give you?
No.
Why don't I give you the right number?
What is the right number?
The right number, by the way, nobody minds. They say you're worth waiting for.
Lauren.
Hang on, I'm just looking it up here. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
It is 712-770-5600.
This service is provided by...
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
And where's your headset?
Okay. We have an echo. Then move away.
Hives, you should be saying,
yes.
"When, please move away."
I had to please in my thoughts. I just didn't accept
okay.
it.
didn't have time for please.
Lauren.
Yes.
Are you familiar with Otis T. Carr?
Yeah.
All right, and because one of his Otis T. Carr, his students, Ralph Ring from Paradise, he's a friend of mine.
Oh, really?
And I wonder if you do you know about Ralph Ring?
No.
Okay. He might be an interesting person for you to take a look at. He has his own website. Can I think of it now? Something like Blue Crystal or something.
Oh, listen. You don't want to have Lauren get hooked up with anyone too sophisticated.
He's just an open-hearted person. Ralph.
Oh, okay.
Ralph Ring. Just Google him or YouTube him. Ralph Ring, like a ring on your finger.
Okay.
Hold on. Welcome to the next caller. Please say a name and location. If you want to. We welcome
Terry, are you stabilized, Terry?
Almost.
You're kind of weak. Your voice is weak.
Can you hear me now?
Well, I heard you before, but...
Still fairly low volume, yeah.
Low volume.
Well, let me make my headset closer.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Hello, Terry. Thank you so much for being here.
Hi.
Yes, welcome.
Hi, Terry.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi,
everybody. Hi.
You hear you fine now?
Hi, Terry.
Good.
Everybody was saying, we can't wait till we read Terry's book. And I said, well, I'll give you like a preview of Terry in a former marriage dumping piss on her husband's head.
Yeah, well, I'm still trying to remember that incident. I mean, it's a thing in history, but I don't know. Maybe it blanked it out.
Yeah.
Maybe if you reenact, it'll trigger your memory.
maybe what did you say?
I reenact it.
Well,
let yourself win.
Not with me, please.
That was the implication.
All right, so here we are, a little late. Thanks all for hanging in there.
We're
BBS
not late. We're not late. This is part
well.
Of it. Do you remember Howard Stern's? How many of you ever saw Howard Stern's?
Yes, I have in the past.
Yeah.
You remember Stuttering John?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like I got 20 Stuttering Johns on the line.
Oh, kinda.
And they're all me.
And what did you say, Terry?
And they're all me.
And they're all you.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to change the number on the computer under the conference numbers because they've changed the conference number.
Okay.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Terry, it's 23 after 6.
Well, we better get started.
Right.
Good time now.
Oh, God.
Well, you know what? It's kind of like I take the Elohim seriously when they say we leave, but we do not leave. And, of course, the parallel to that is we're here, but we have not arrived.
Interesting.
We're here, but we're waiting for the falderal to calm down.
Well, luckily I know we don't have a bunch of questions today. And that you people like to come and have fun more than ask questions. And besides that, not having questions, wait till we have a bunch of new people coming. You just wait, man. There's going to be questions up the wazoo. Just a second here. You know, because the trick is, people always think linearly. Like, if you can tell me how to do something, I'll be enlightened. And so they ask questions thinking that, oftentimes. And it's like, the real question is, how do I get nonlinear? Now, I can't even get. Hi, are you on the
yes.
console? I can't even get on the console. I don't think. Let me just see. Yeah. All right.
Just give me orders. You don't have to say please.
All right, hi.
Yes.
Muted. This conference is being recorded.
This is June 5th, 2019. You got questions, we got answers. Hello to everybody on BBS. And I'm sorry we're all so crazy today. But, you know, one thing that I know is true. It's better to be crazy than to be in fear. And if some of you started laughing and getting out of fear, you're doing a good job. Because this is a crazy world we live in. And if you pay attention to the news, you pay attention to everything. It's hard not to think that something is going on. And what is that phrase of that poet? Oh, this was not a poet. This was one of my dream messages that I loved. It's the insanity of passion that makes things happen in the real world. You get that? I know that's true. That was like early on. They said that to me in my dreams. And it's kind of like, in the insanity of passion, you can't be a big shot. Even if you are, you're just, you know, he's too crazy. He doesn't even care, which is true. I do care. Of course I care. You know, how can you care and not care? That's the duality of it. You have to care and not care. You know, when you're looking for something in the world and you care too much, you put too much pressure on making it happen. But when you care and don't care, you can go after it and it doesn't matter if it doesn't happen, you just keep going. Or else the other alternative is say, oh my God, I got rejected again, nobody loves me, here I go back into my cave for another 6 months before I venture out and take a risk. And I'll bet you some of you can relate to that. So we have questions that people have submitted, and I have questions that I'm going to do. And let me just see if there's any last minutes here. Just a second. Now, Terry, you're not ready, right?
No, I'm never ready because I haven't got the slightest idea what they're going to say or what the questions are.
Okay. Hi, why aren't you muting the things? Are you muting them? I better mute them. Terry, do the people in the house know not to disturb you right now?
Yeah, I told Ronald. I don't think Susan's here. Or if she's here, she's generally got it down.
Okay. Okay, I muted the things. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
We greet you in the love side of the one infinite creator. We reach out and we make contact straight away with each and every person who wishes to have contact made with us. We do not come through the telephone line or through the computer. That is just the voice. We come straight to you. At first, when we first were working with this setup, we tried to come through the telephone line, but we got lost in all of the transformers and the wires. We quickly learned to come straight to you. So that means that we instantaneously are with you. If we ever say anything that doesn't make sense or doesn't resonate with you, disregard it. And we do not mean to tell you what actions you should take either. So we assist where we can, give information that can help guide you if it resonates with you. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. I'm going to ask this first question, okay? When we have communicated with deceased people, which we don't try to do, but it's happened occasionally. Usually, it feels like they're floating around all by themselves and watching things 3D and feeling very frustrated because they can't be heard. Although they can hear what's going on, they can't be heard. And what is it that, when is it when a deceased person can start to have communication with someone else on the other side? What's the criteria? They have to reach a certain level of density where that can occur.
They have to get on the same channel, the same wavelength, the same range of vibration as the person they are communicating with. When a person passes over, they are generally at a higher frequency rate, and it is a thought that is put out there, and they think that they are speaking with the lower tones of voice. However, the lower tones of the voice that individuals can hear are not there. In the voice that they're putting out is at a higher frequency range, and people cannot generally hear it, although there are individuals that can hear. And also, there is spirit language, which the spirits like us or like some of the law group, there is a language that can be used to communicate, and it is a language of pictures and things like a white rose might mean death. And a red rose might mean life, and the color blue might mean change. So there is a whole language that spirits who are making a profession of speaking spirit language and speaking and being available, they speak, and they are there to assist people who are crossed over. They can be in angelic form, and some people can see them as they look like an angel. But it is essentially tuning in to the frequency that the same frequency as another person is on. Same bandwidth. When they're on the same bandwidth, then they can hear each other. So some people have the ability to hear and sense beyond the human range. And once they get the knack of it, then it can be quite easy. So not everybody, when they go to the other side, is isolated or lost or alone. There can be angels that are with them, or relatives that have passed before that are with them, that they can communicate with. And if they can make it up to the frequencies of the heaven range, which the tunnel of light, that's the purpose of it, is to translate them into the being able to sense the higher frequencies where they can move into the heaven realm and can speak with others in the heaven realm. And it seems very normal at that point.
So somebody might go from being all alone and having no communication to being suddenly in the heaven realms and having communication if they go through the tunnel of light.
Yes, and some people don't need to go through the tunnel of light. They can just translate into the higher frequencies.
Mm-hmm. And when somebody's on the other side and they find someone they can't communicate with on the same frequency, would that be most likely somebody they knew, like a wife or something like that, somebody they had a close relationship with, or could it just as likely be a stranger?
It could be a stranger, but the family members tend to wait for others to cross over, and so as some people are preparing to translate into the other side, then these members of the family, former members of their family that have passed over, might come close and start talking to them, and they can hear them, and they might say something like, well, Aunt Judy visited me today. Well, and then the family says, yeah, but she died a year ago or 5 years ago. But family members tend to be responsible for family members and wish to help guide them and to stay with them and greet them when they cross over.
So in that case, there's a lot more chance that a person would have someone to communicate with.
Yes. And then perhaps the family on this side will understand what they're talking about when they say, you know, Aunt Judy. Aunt Judy arrived today with a bunch of suitcases or something like that. Well, it's like, what's she talking about? Aunt Judy died 5 years ago. And it's some family members can come back and be with the person who is crossing over and help them.
I had heard somewhere that when you die and you're on the other side, you're the same age you were when you died, and that you continue to grow in age on the other side, I would imagine, until you decided to take another body. Is that true?
No, that can be true. Like if a child dies when they are young, and they can continue to stay in the family and continue to, in spirit form, to grow into the adult member and stay with the family. However, they have some choice about this matter, and it isn't like sitting down and saying, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. It's just they have a desire, like, to stay with the family and to see what it's like to grow up in the family. And so they might stay in the family and their body, their soul body can grow in size as if they had been that child growing up. And also, individuals, when they pass over, for instance, let's say they go to heaven, they can be worked with by angels, given life reviews, and they can begin to have a choice of the age that they wish to be, so that they may have, like, their body at age 38, perhaps, and now they died at age 88. And so when they get to the heaven realm, it's a lot easier to change the age that you appear, and it can, you can then go back to 38 years and have that countenance. However, if you decide to come back and visit into the earth realm as a spirit, your body has a tendency in the earth realm to again take on the appearance of the 88-year-old or the older person. So there is a lot that can be determined by the desire of the person.
Thank you very much. How about a clone body? Does a clone body reincarnate?
Well, there are all variations.
You'd rather not go there. I got it.
Well, the clone body generally does not last that long and does not have the same enduring frequencies as the...
Here's a question from Lauren in Idaho. Am I repeating patterns?
Lauren in Idaho or Lauren
yes.
in Washington?
Lauren in Washington, excuse me. Thank you for
Thank
noticing.
You.
Am I repeating patterns from past lives? And if so, can you share what they were and what the patterns are and how to get through it?
Thank you. Yes, you are, but we see also monumentally you are trying to keep from going through patterns that you did before. It's like you start forward on a path and you go, oh, can't go there. Oh, no, I don't want to reenact that. I mean, even subconsciously. So you are working with your past and attempting to create your this now, your everyday now in the present, and you are we search for how to say this, your other lifetime is riding in your energies, and you don't want to reenact some of the things that happened. So it is difficult. Then you are trying to adopt other behaviors that will keep you from knowing what you were doing and or knowing or going into a similar pattern that brought you it did not work out the way that you and actually everyone is out hope and you are breathing in the phone when
go ahead. Are we okay?
We wish to say another thing about the smoking is an attempt to bring your blood sugar up, as it brings blood sugar up and is investigate other ways to bring your blood sugar up without having the food and gaining weight from it. But there are other ways to bring your blood sugar and your sense of the joy and creativity in the present up.
Can you share any of the significant lifetime that happened and pattern that was brought forward? What were the specifics of the lifetime? And what was the pattern for?
What was the pattern?
Yeah.
Well, the pattern, we do not wish to get very specific, but the pattern has been sent to let your joy and your passion go towards ways that you can share that joy and passion with others who would benefit greatly by what you were bringing in and setting up, and without vetting the people that you were working with, and seeing into their heart and depth and soul of what their true goal might be in working with you. So to vet the people that you are working with and knowing who you can let yourself go with and your marvelous gifts without being captivated by an individual who would seem to understand and would have other motivations that were not on the surface.
Thank you. Next question is from Shija. Thank you for answering my question. You described the exact sensation of flipping between the two viewpoints perfectly, and your explanation makes a lot of sense. Very helpful. Thank you. I would also like to know two other things. When I ask a question during my prayer session, I hear a reply in my mind, in Terry's voice. Is that you answering my question, or is it my creative mind? And am I picking up the Elohim frequency?
When you hear that, it is more of your creative mind answering, and it may be a good answer, or it may be not as deep or not as good, but it is your creative mind, because we do not speak in Terry's voice. We speak in concepts, and the concepts are above the range of voice. They are concepts that are precursors to words.
Thank you. And is she picking up on the Elohim frequency?
We look for a way to say this. She is attempting to pick up on the us. Keep on working on it. and distinguish between the your molecules and your existence in your body and your mind. It is like a movie screen, and we, when we come in, we play on that movie screen. We send our concepts to the movie screen, and you hear and see and sense the movie screen, which is not us. So this is perhaps a little more for you to play with. If you might think, okay, I really got it, it is your mind and the movie screen that you are sensing, and that's okay. That's okay, because we are playing on the movie screen of your mind.
Thank you. We have 1 minute left, and as the Elohim project on the movie screen of our minds, what tools are they doing to create that projection?
We are sending concepts to your field. And we are in your field and through your field, and we are creating concepts that then have an effect upon your mind, much like a projector has an effect on the movie screen.
Thank you. We're going to close the call. We're going to go to Whole Planet Healing. If you're listening for the first time, this is the most powerful thing we do. Its phone number is on another conference line. 712-770-4340. 250-513.
Unmuted.
Thank you from Seattle.
You're welcome, Chief.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wynn. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all, much love.
Thank you all for being here.
Thank you all. Bye.
Don't forget the pound sign on the end of that code.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, people.
Your conference recording has stopped. Goodbye.